CBS News Brief. He's been at it about 18 hours. Oregon Democrat Jeff Merkley on the floor of the U.S. Senate blasting Trump administration policies.
We have the Supreme Court handing over vast power that doesn't exist in this document that guides us, this document they're supposed to defend, handing over this vast power to the President of the United States of America.
On day 22 of the government shutdown, House Speaker Mike Johnson intensifies his attacks on Democrats.
The lights are out. It's all dark. Why? Because what the Democrats have accomplished in 9.5 months is a government shutdown.
More than 100 measles cases have now been reported in an area bordering Utah and Arizona. Infectious disease expert Dr. William Schaffner.
It's a very sad story because we shouldn't have any of these measles cases. Measles is a very, very nasty virus. It's spreading among children who have been withheld from vaccination.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A new contract for Milwaukee Police. After years without one, the Milwaukee Police Association and the City of Milwaukee have reached a new tentative agreement covering most of the city's law enforcement officers. The deal was announced jointly by Mayor Cavalier Johnson and the union president. It still needs approval from union members and the Milwaukee Common Council before it can take effect. Financial details haven't been released. The agreement ends weeks of ongoing arbitration and years without a deal. The union president calls it a reasonable compromise following months of tough negotiations and public criticism. Mayor Johnson says the city is committed to public safety and fair compensation for officers. It could be last call at a popular downtown Milwaukee bar. Milwaukee's license committee is recommending to pull the Element Lounge license after multiple shootings tied to people leaving the club. Police say the bar's operation has created safety problems, but the attorney for the nightclub insists that they're being targeted for crimes that happen nearby. The issue now heads to the full Common Council, which votes November 4th on whether the bar stays open or shuts down. Seniors on Milwaukee's north side are demanding answers after months of silence about the closure of a community center. The McGovern Senior Center shut down in August due to flooding and mold, and county officials have yet to give a date for a reopening. The alder for the area, Andrea Pratt, says she's been hearing from people who are frustrated. She's urging the county to share their plan and to reopen the center as soon as it's safe. Pratt also encouraged seniors to attend an upcoming county budget meeting to make their voices heard. There's one next Tuesday at the Mitchell Park Pavilion. Festival Foods is now officially owned by an out-of-state company. St. Louis-based Schnuck Markets completed the purchase of Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers this week. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks season tips off at 7 o'clock against the Washington Wizards and former Bucks star Chris Middleton. How's he doing a year after having surgery on both of his ankles?
Man, life is good. I feel refreshed for one. Great offseason where I just got to work on myself. Not have to worry about going into procedures or, you know, a long rehab. So I'm definitely feeling refreshed and, you know, blessed and thankful to still be playing. And, you know, I'm excited for this year.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers instructed the Five Surf Forum scoreboard crew to produce a video tribute for Middleton. How are fans going to react to seeing him in a Wizards uniform?
Are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. And I think that's what people forget most. As good as he was off on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court. Him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 540 WAUK.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and breezy northwest winds to 30 to 35. It's a both hands on the steering wheel type of day. Some scattered showers also for this afternoon. Highs of the upper 40s to lower 50s. Showers ending tonight, turning partly cloudy, lows near 40. Currently 46 degrees.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. From Indiana University canceling its school newspaper to northern Wisconsin being served by high school students, we'll discuss it with Pat Kreitel and Trigg Olson. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to our second hour of our program here, the National Trust for Historic Preservation. This is a nonprofit that was created by Congress that, you know, oversees, like, historic preservation of our national treasures, right? It's called the National Trust for Historic Preservation. They just sent a letter to Donald Trump begging him to stop the demolition of the East Wing of the White House until they have an opportunity to review the plans for the ballroom. The ballroom is going to be bigger than the White House, taller than the White House. And this is just a monument to Trump's ego. Yesterday, I had to go back and find the Robert Reich tweet, but it had the details on this, and it was just startling. Yesterday, Donald Trump he's just done a whole bunch of different fundraisers here. He did a fundraiser in the White House. He has turned the Rose Garden into a patio, and he did a fundraiser there, you know, $1,000 a plate or $1 million a plate or whatever. Then he went down to Mar-a-Lago, and he had $1 million a plate fundraiser down there. And now he wants to build this ballroom. Why? So that he can invite rich people and have big fundraisers. I mean, that's what's going on, right? This guy, building his Epstein ballroom, and I really think we need to start calling it that. This is crazy. My op-ed over at HartmanReport.com today is titled, my daily take is titled, Trump, is he the thief in the ballroom? And it really goes beyond just that. I mean, first of all, if you're going to tear down a building, if you're going to tear down an old, you know, like a building is falling apart, then you come into the bulldozer and you just knock it down, which is what Trump's doing to the East Wing of the White House. But when you tear down something that goes back, you know, 100 years, I mean, this was built during the Roosevelt administration, the East Wing, or at least this part of the East Wing. When you tear down something that's 100 years old, it's part of American history, you take out the windows, you take out the furniture, you take out the fixtures, you preserve them, you honor those things. You take them out by hand. You don't come in with a bulldozer, which is what he's doing. I mean, there's just no end to this. He's also trying to extract $250 million from you and me, from the American taxpayers, to compensate him for the troubles he faced when Merrick Garland pissed away 2 years and finally got around to trying to prosecute him for criminally stealing classified documents, for trying to overthrow the 2020 election, and for his explicit public outreach to Putin to hack Hillary Clinton's emails and make them public, which helped him win the 2016 election. And, you know, this $230 million, $250 million, you know, windfall that Donald Trump is demanding you and I give him of our tax dollars, it's going to go to Pam Bondi. She's in charge of the Department of Justice. He's suing the Department of Justice because they prosecuted him, right? So if they pay up, it's going to go to her. She's his former personal attorney. I mean, it doesn't get more corrupt than this. As you know, and now he's tearing down the East Wing of the White House to make room for the Epstein ballroom. This is just crazy. You know, from 1933 to 1981, we saw this explosion of government activity benefiting average working Americans. We saw the American middle class go from about 15% of us to 65 or 66% of us. And that was 100% Democratic initiatives. Every single one was opposed by Republicans. The 40-hour week, unemployment insurance, the right to unionize, the minimum wage, the workplace and product safety protections, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, housing assistance, free quality public education, protections for the environment, banking and insurance industry regulation, public health programs that almost doubled the average American lifespan, high progressive taxation on great wealth and others. But in the 44 years since Reagan's inauguration, there hasn't been one single major program passed through Congress that doesn't benefit giant corporations. Even Obamacare was a Heritage Foundation project to help out the health insurance industry. Instead, this neoliberal free trade, tax cuts for the wealthy, giant corporations, eviscerating, you know, protective programs and regulations, have led us into a second gilded age. Here we are. We've shifted from being a democratic republic into a full-blown oligarchy. And here's the problem with oligarchy. Oligarchy is always a transitional form of government. Oligarchy never lasts more than two, at the most, three generations. Why? Because the people figure out that the oligarchs have stolen all our money, that the oligarchs have screwed them. And the people rise up and say, no, we don't want oligarchy. And at that point, the oligarchs are confronted with a choice. They can do one of two things. They can, like they did in 1933, during the Republican Great Depression, when the oligarchs had a really bad name and everybody hated them, they can say, okay, we get it. We're going to just go back to making money and we'll get our nose out of politics. And that's what they did after they tried to kidnap and kill FDR in 1934, you know, with the businessman's plot that Smedley Butler blew up. After that failed, they just said, okay, screw it. We're going to just go back to making money and stay out of politics. And the oligarchs stayed out of politics, by and large, up until the 1970s. Or, so, when the people rise up, the oligarchs are confronted with two choices. Number one, say, okay, enough. We're just going to go back to making money. Or number two, the oligarchs, particularly if you've got an oligarch in power, keep in mind, Donald Trump is a billionaire. 13 of the members of his cabinet are billionaires. This is an oligarchic administration in the midst of an oligarchy. And by the way, they're taking the money from us to do it. They took $7 trillion out of the federal coffers and gave it to their rich buddies in his first administration, added that to the national debt. So far this year, just in 9 months, it's $4.5 trillion that Donald Trump has handed off to his oligarch buddies. So the second option that they have is to use what Grover Cleveland referred to in his 1888 address to Congress, the Iron Heel, right? Crush us like bugs. And this is what Donald Trump is trying to do with ICE and with militarizing our cities. That's dangerous. I mean, you get Trump and his toadies, you know, Pee Wee German Miller and Ice Barbie Gnome. It appears that this is the path that they're choosing. They're going to turn America into a fascist state, complete with masked secret police and hundreds of brutal concentration camps that they are now starting to build all across the United States. And they're starting with the Hispanics. You know, Hitler started with the Jews. Well, he actually started with trans people, but in a big way, he started with the Jews. And here we are, they're starting with the Hispanics. You pick a minority group that can be easily identified by and large, just by looking at them or knowing their last name, that sort of thing. And, you know, it's the low-hanging fruit, right? And then once you get everybody all hysterical, oh, we hate those people, oh, you know, look at this, they're stealing from us or whatever. And then taking our jobs. And then you go for everybody else. Pastor Niemöller's poem, you know, first they came for the social, for the trade unionists, and I was not a trade unionist. So America now stands at a turning point. Are we going to go back to having three co-equal branches of government? Are we going to restore the rule of law, the tradition of checks and balances? Or are Trump and his lick spittles on the Supreme Court and the Republicans in Congress going to finish this project and turn us into a full-blown fascist state? And to a large extent, the answer to that question lies with us. If we remain fully engaged, if we lean hard on our elected officials, particularly Republicans, if you are represented by a Republican, you need to be calling them every single week in the House or Senate. And if we demand accountability and we speak out against the Epstein ballroom and all these other things, you know, maybe we can stop this process. The number to call Congress is 202-224-3121. On the other hand, if we just give up, if we go back to, you know, listening to music and watching sports and ignore the news and stop talking about politics, this country's going to be in a hell of a problem. The thief in the ballroom, Donald Trump, is going to, in the Epstein ballroom, is going to continue to rip off the American people and enrich himself while turning America into a police state. So tag, we're all it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with you 15 minutes past the hour. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
The Wisconsin Book Fest is a free 4-day festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader. Whether you're into mind-racing mysteries, great birding guides, speculative sci-fi, or music memoirs, you're sure to find an author to obsess over. Join us October 23rd to 26th for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. Head over to waukradio.com to check out the full event lineup. And don't forget to make space on your shelf for new favorites.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, "This feels special," you might be on one of our state's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling on members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and even your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. My wife Louise swears by this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, just like it sounds, Vibrance.com/T-H-O-M to get 37% off, free shipping on Super C Serum with Hyaluronic Acid, Vibrance.com/Tom.
Still gleamed. A man stands in the shadows, selling off the dream. He smiles for the cameras with his hand out to the sky, while the workers sweep the floor and the truth rolls by. Oh, the thief in the ballroom, dancing in the light, counting coins of daylight, stolen from the night. He calls it freedom,
freedom.
He calls it faith,
calls it faith.
But it's just greed in a tux at the Golden Gate. He says, don't blame. I'm the chosen one. While he pockets every promise, every lie he spun. From Mar-a-Lago's mirror to the White House hall, he built a gilded cage and called it freedom's call. America stands at a turning point. Not left,
not right,
but up or down. Do we serve the people or bow to the crown? Do we let the gold decide who's free? Or do we rise again like 1933? Oh, the thief in the ballroom, spinning through the night, turning justice into perfume. It's the oldest story of power and hate. So light a candle for the truth that's gone.
Yeah, it's past the hour. Welcome back. Turning point. Dozens of warships and planes, along with thousands of American troops, have been deployed to the Caribbean Sea. Trump has confirmed that he's authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations in Venezuela. And even Trump himself said that he may consider stopping them by land. Venezuela is larger than California and Texas together. It's huge. I realize it doesn't look that way on the maps, but, you know, check it out. And it's got six cities, if I'm remembering correctly, with large, you know, multi-million person populations. This is a major country. Venezuela also has four times as much oil as Saudi Arabia right now in reserve. So, you know, you can see why the oil barons would want Trump to do this. But I think the person who really wants Trump to do this is Vladimir Putin. You know, Trump has all these secret conversations with Vladimir Putin. He had one just a couple days ago. And then he comes out and he says, OK, we're going to, you know, we're going to go trash Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Putin wants Trump to take Venezuela. Because that then says it's OK to attack a country that has not attacked you, which is exactly what Putin did with Crimea and then with all of Ukraine. This is, you know, everybody's saying this Putin's attack last night. He major, massive attack on Kyiv, blackened the city. I mean, Putin is getting he's jacked up. He's got all these. He's got all this weaponry from Iran and from China. He's developed his own, you know, domestic industry to make this stuff. We have still not provided any sort of air defense systems at, you know, at scale to Ukraine. And the world is condemning Putin, pointing out correctly that this is the first time since Hitler went after Poland in 1939, this is the first time since World War II that one major country has attacked another major country without provocation, just to take their resources. Putin wants, you know, Ukraine has massive reserves of oil and gas. They've got lots of coal. They've got rare earth minerals. They've got some of the most, not some of, literally the most fertile farmland in all of Europe. Ukraine is the largest single country in Europe. I mean, you know, it's larger than Germany or France. It's huge. And Russia wants it. They want that wealth. And so I believe, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, I believe that Putin is reaching out to Trump and saying, why don't you take Venezuela? And, you know, if we try, if you thought Vietnam was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, getting into a war in our own hemisphere. And now he's pissing off the president of Colombia, you know, the next door neighbor country, kind of over on the other side of northern South America, of the northern part of the continent. This is crazy stuff. Is this what we signed up for? I mean, Trump and Venezuela has mutual defense agreements with Russia, China, and Iran. This could get wild.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Gavin Newsom replies to Donald Trump, and what's going to happen to CNN? I'll tell you about those after the break, and I'll pick up your call. Stay with us. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle. And we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal, they would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth, and that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/.
With the global marketplace being less than friendly these days, many farms are choosing to store their 2025 soybean crop and wait for better prices. But the question is there enough storage to hold beans and the incoming corn crop? I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Wednesday. Today, we're visiting with Alex Beaver. He's a grain merchandiser for a cooperative in southeast Wisconsin. He tells us what he's hearing from his customers.
If growers have the ability to store beans, they are storing a few more beans. Generally, though, it seems like in my geography, a lot of growers sell beans and tend to store more corn. We do have more outlets here in Wisconsin on the corn side of things with ethanol and other, some of the chicken farms locally. And there's just more options for corn than there are soybeans. So that seems to be what happens with on-farm storage. Insight will probably have more guys store some soybeans than normal. I think this year especially, it comes down to cash flow and what growers need to do, you know, cash flow wise for their operation.
Alex Beaver offering some insight into the trends he's seeing from his customers. He's a grain merchandiser in southeast Wisconsin. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Dairy pumps that were designed more than 50 years ago do not meet today's large dairy farm requirements. Bopeller pumps by McFinn Technologies were born and patented this century. With a unique and innovative design that ensures gentle, low shear pumping, along with efficient, high capacity, and long seal life. Bopeller pumps for all your applications will ensure your dairy is operating with 21st century technology. Bopeller is American innovation. Contact your dealer today.
Commodity markets are trading higher midday on a Wednesday. December new crop corn up 2.25 cents at 422 a bushel. November new crop soybeans up 6.25 cents at 1037 a bushel. Cash wheat is up 3.25 cents at 503.5. And July 2026 new crop wheat is up 2.5 cents, trading at 542 a bushel. The Class 3 milk contracts are also seeing a boost. The November Class 3 milk contract up 20 cents at 1718 a hundredweight. The December Class 3 milk contract is up 11 cents, trading at 1662 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, midday on a Wednesday, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and breezy northwest winds to 30 to 35. It's a both hands on the steering wheel type of day. Some scattered showers also for this afternoon. Highs of the upper 40s to lower 50s. Showers ending tonight, turning partly cloudy, lows near 40. Currently 46 degrees.
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America, and you've never seen a facility like Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls. With 17 professional indoor courts in a massive 60,000 square foot space. New to the game? Try a free Pickleball 101 lesson. Need gear? The on-site pro shop got you covered.
This is Donald Driver. After a game of playing, listen, come hang out at our bar.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcasts at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest.
Gavin Rocks. This is kind of wild. The website Gavin Rocks, or the Blue Sky account Gavin Rocks. I'm not sure this is official, but it's got a response to King Donald pooping on Americans that I think Nate is going to play here. You got? Well, maybe not. It's over my shoulder anyway. It's Gavin Newsom basically taking a dump on Donald Trump. Fascinating stuff. Meanwhile, more importantly, I think, is this situation with Warner Brothers Discovery. This is the company that owns both HBO, but in my mind, more importantly, CNN. And I mean, this is what happens with media consolidation. The Trump administration is no longer enforcing the Sherman Antitrust Act or the Clayton Antitrust Act or the Antitrust Act of 1957. They're just not doing it. They're letting, you know, these companies get bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, the result of this is that right-wing billionaires are coming in and just buying up media. I mean, you know, David Ellison, the son of Larry, the second or third richest man in the world, is looking at having his company, Skydance, which bought CBS and put Barry Weiss, the right-wing crank, in charge of CBS News. They're reporting she's got a security detail of six people, you know, because right-wingers are just so frightened all the time, that he's looking at buying CNN. I mean, you know, not specifically CNN. He'd buy Warner Brothers Discovery, which owns CNN and HBO. And then he'd have two legacy news brands. This is not just the problem of media monopoly. This is the problem of monopoly in general. Monopoly, you know, I wrote a book about this, The Hidden History of American Monopoly. Ralph Nader wrote the foreword for it and said it was the best book on monopoly he'd ever read. And it's a crisis monopoly. In the United States right now, we've got, you know, basically four or five banks control the majority of banking in America. Four or five oil companies control the majority of, you know, fuel, or fossil fuel companies control the majority of fossil fuels in America. Four or five, I mean, pick an industry. Four or five companies control the majority of retail in the United States, you know, Amazon, Walmart. You've got a handful of hotel chains own the majority of hotels in the United States. A handful of airlines own the majority of airlines in the United States. A handful, you know, just a tiny handful of cell phone companies control the majority of cell phone coverage in the United States. The handful of companies that can, you know, that offer internet service control. And what you end up with in a monopoly economy is, again, oligarchy, where, you know, this takes us back to my opening rant this hour about how, you know, oligarchy is like this transitional form of government that eventually the people rebel against. And then either the oligarchs respond by giving in and going along and breaking up like they did in 1933, or they squash you like a bug. And we're in the squash you like a bug mode right now. These oligarchs, these giant corporations, they've got enough money to bribe Donald Trump. They've got enough money to buy the entire Republican Party and half the Democratic Party. They get their way in Congress no matter what happens. They get their way in state houses no matter what happens. They can intimidate cities and counties and states. They're running the country. And now they're taking over our news media so that we will, you know, so that they can, number one, hide news and information that's unfavorable to them. And number two, promote their own worldview and call it news. And this is, you know, Warner Brothers mentions that they received unsolicited bids, right, from a whole bunch of companies. But this is from David Zaslav, who's the president and CEO of Warner Brothers Discovery. But this acquisition in particular of CNN by David Ellison would be very concerning. And yet, I'll bet it happens. I'm guessing it's going to go, you know, it's going to roll right along. So anyway, this is something we need to be paying attention to. We should be enforcing these antitrust laws rather than ignoring them. So what's on your mind today? George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you? You're pinching that strategic partnership and defense pact between Russia and Venezuela.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's got some interesting provisions. It includes establishing expanded military servicing capabilities for Russian weapon systems supplied to Venezuela, setting up logistics and repair hubs, and one of the suggestions from Pravda on October 12th, and, you know, the Venezuelan Air Force is already equipped with Sukhoi 30s that carry anti-ship missiles, so that would be a big danger to any of our ships, you know, parked off the Venezuelan coast. And Pravda is also suggesting that Russia supply the Zircon hypersonic missile Mach 10 subsurface ship or land-based platforms and the Kinjal Mach 10 air-to-launch cruise missiles, and both of these can carry conventional or nuclear warheads.
Wow, this all, that's amazing stuff, George. I had no idea. This, I mean, I realized they had some sort of a defense treaty, but I knew nothing about the details of it. That kind of blows up my theory that Putin's telling Trump to go after Venezuela, doesn't it?
No, he's supplying Venezuela with everything he needs to combat us if we decide to go after Venezuela.
Yeah. So if Trump decides to go after Venezuela, could that put us into a war footing with Russia?
It depends. I presume, you know, these logistical hubs, et cetera, are staffed by Russian military personnel. Mm-hmm. And if any of them got killed or injured, yeah, I could see that be another Cuban Missile Crisis.
Wow. Wow. Thank you for that information, George.
It's really interesting. Yeah, like I say, I didn't realize that this strategic partnership is so extensive.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's interesting, too, is that you said just in the last couple of weeks TASS is reporting this stuff, which means that Russia is basically, you're the old intelligence guy, might you consider this basically Russia's way of saying to Trump, be very, very careful because we will bite you if you put your hand over here?
Yeah, exactly, because TASS is the official Russian news agency. You know, that goes back to the Soviet Union days. So that translates as the Telegraphic Agency of the Soviet Union, and they still kept that name.
Huh. Interesting.
But that's official, you know, they, you know, pronounce, you know, official Russian positions on foreign policy, defense, etc. So I give it a lot of credence.
Yeah, yeah, amazing. What are your thoughts on what's going on in Ukraine right now?
I would think now that after all this crap about, you, like you said, Putin just hit Kiev with a vast. I think Trump ought to consider him giving him the tomahawk. I don't know whether he's going to do it. Either, you know, because the Europeans have offered to buy him and supply him to Ukraine. So since he's a transactional president, the U.S. should be making money on that deal.
Yeah, but he's apparently either afraid of Putin or in love with Putin. It's one or the other, don't you think?
Yeah, I haven't quite figured out which yet, whether they've got that those compromat material on them or what.
Yeah. Yeah, either they're dangling $1 billion in front of him or they've got some videos that he doesn't want the world to see.
The dossiers and the videos and all that.
Yeah, I'm increasingly
toe the line or else.
Yeah, I'm increasingly thinking Steele was right. Trump's lawsuits against the Department of Justice notwithstanding. Remarkable. Well, George, it's always great hearing from you. I appreciate the insight, and thank you so much for that information.
Keep up good work, Tom.
I'll do my very best, George. I absolutely will. Thank you. Great talking with you. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for we the people of the United States of America and peace-loving people all around the world. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the true people's media. Stick around.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Matt Nair on air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one Department of Agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your emergency medical kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit, and they are great when you're traveling. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. You can get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Just use that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out, in addition to urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
One said I bought the Senate. Well, the other said so. I bought the man who runs the
Welcome back.
Show.
Let me thank you for the song, but... I want to hear from you, Jeff, in Tawas, Michigan. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, this is Jeff Elgin of the Osco County Democratic Party here in Michigan, and we had a great protest at Tawas in Oscoda. Then we had a campaign event at our headquarters where Callie Barra, the Democratic candidate for Congress, gave a great speech. She's running against a Trump man, Jack Bergman, a Republican, another one who refuses to have a town hall. My first question to you is, do you think that these protests will be effective against the monster Trump?
I think they already are. I think that when you saw all these Republicans talk about hate America protests and all this stuff, and you saw Hegseth and Vance trying to shoot missiles and or mortars over Highway 5 in California, and, you know, had there been cars on the freeway, somebody probably would have died because, I mean, you know, they hit a police car. And a motorcycle cop with the shrapnel from the thing that blew up. You know, these are all just desperate attempts to divert our attention away from the growing outrage across the country. So, yeah, I think they have been effective, and I think they will continue to be effective. There will be more, Jeff.
I hope so. We're still protest every Saturday, and we're going to continue to do so until Trump is gone.
Good on you.
Do you have congressional candidates on your program on a regular basis, like after the primaries, after we determine the candidates?
We do.
After
the primary, I got burned pretty badly once years ago by getting in the middle of a primary that I didn't know much about and made a huge mistake. The only primary that I've had candidates on from has been primaries in my own district where I know the candidates and I know the local issues and I can talk intelligently about it. After the primaries, though, yes, our door is completely open. Any Democratic candidate for federal office or for a major state office who wants to come on this program for 15 minutes or even for an hour and take calls if they're really serious, you know, our door is open, so feel free to tell your Democrats there in Michigan that this program is available to them once the primaries are over.
Oh, that's great to hear. I wanted to hear that. I wanted you to know I just ordered your new book. I'm looking forward to getting it.
Oh, thank you. I think it's the best one I've written so far. I think you'll find it very interesting, Jeff. And it surprises me how often Democrats fail to take us up on our invitation, you know, and this the program being open to any Democrat who wants to come in and take calls or just talk with me. I don't know what they're afraid of, but you know, feel free to pass the word around.
I'm campaign manager of this I ask of the headquarters here. So I think I'll have an impact on that, hopefully.
Great. Well, and, you know, reach out to us when the time comes and let us know. All right?
Thanks for all your great, unbelievable work, Tom.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your kind words. And keep up your great work. You know, those people like you, Jeff, who are inside the Democratic Party are the people who are going to hold this country together. Well, thank you. Chip in Lawrence, Kansas. Hey, Chip, what's on your mind today?
Hi, good day, Tom. When you were talking about the demolition of the East Wing...
To make way for the Epstein ballroom, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. did you know somebody tried to demolish that wall once before? And that was back during the renovations under Harry Truman.
Right.
Harry would go outside, look every now and then, and see how progress was. Now, if you go to the library, I've been to the Truman Library in Independence, Missouri, probably about 10 times. And they used to have, it's not in there anymore since the renovations during the pandemic, but they had a picture, big picture of a bulldozer inside this empty shell of a White House. And the story behind it was he walked out just the right time. They're about to demolish the East Wing Wall. He said, what's going on? He said, oh, we got to get big machinery in there. We got to get this bulldozer in there. So we're going to take the wall down. We'll rebuild it. He said, oh, hell, you're not. And he has a little bit stronger words. He literally made them take apart a bulldozer bolt by bolt, take it in through windows and doors, reassemble it, use it inside, then take it apart and back out it went.
Wow. Just to preserve the old windows and things, the historic. Yeah, the historic nature of the building. That's what's so shocking about what Trump is doing. I mean, he's just knocking down a building. You do that when buildings are condemned, you know, when they're falling apart. This is the White House, for God's sake.
This is holy ground. My mother worked at the Library of Congress back during World War II and then back in the 50s. And, I mean, my mom would be crying right now.
Yeah.
She taught me to love the government the way it should be.
This is like smearing crap on a Rembrandt, you know?
Yes.
It's like doing vandalism in a museum.
Well, of course, you know, if you have a Rembrandt, you got to put all new gold leaf on that thing nowadays.
Yeah. Well, that's what Trump is doing. It's just astonishing. The guy has such tacky taste. And
oh, God.
And
all the taste he has is in his mouth.
Yeah. And it's just, it's shocking. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
And it's enraging. I mean, it's just, outrageous.
If you're ever in the Kansas City area, please go to the Truman Library and also his house. That's really interesting.
Yeah, I visited the Truman Library online, but never in person. Mm-hmm. One of these days I should. I've only been
I'll
to Kansas once in my life. Okay.
I'll take you out for barbecue.
I'd love it, Chip. Thanks a lot for the call and appreciate the invitation. We'll be back on the other side of this break with We the People Cannot Allow Trump to Go After His Enemies. Let's talk about that. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-55.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world.
From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Conrad has restless leg syndrome where it's hard to control your leg. And you got to be careful. There's a lot of expensive stuff around this studio. So, what broke over there just now?
A couple speakers.
They just redid this studio. We'll be dealing with,
sorry.
This is a serious thing. All right, what are we going to do here?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We're a Civic Media station.
540 WAUK, Jackson, Milwaukee.
CBS News Brief. The government shutdown is now the second longest funding lapse in modern history. It's day 22. CBS's Torian Small on Capitol Hill.
Republicans are accusing Democrats of gaining favor with what they're calling the radical left side of their party. Democrats are accusing Republicans of looking to point the blame while washing their hands of any responsibility.
Vice President J.D. Vance met today with Israel's prime minister, part of a diplomatic blitz by the Trump administration. Holly Williams reports from Tel Aviv.
The Israeli media is reporting that Secretary of State Marco Rubio will also come here later this week. Make no mistake, U.S. officials are working very hard to try to keep the president's peace plan from being derailed.
Israeli lawmakers advanced two bills on annexing the occupied West Bank, something President Trump has made clear he will not back. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
This report on